With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton. Last week, Pope Francis visited the White House and Congress. His Holiness praised President Obama's new regulations to reduce carbon dioxide pollution from power plants as an important step toward combating climate change. The Pope described it as a moral imperative.
Climate change is a problem we can no longer be left to a future generation.
2 days later, Chinese President Xi Jinping visited the White House to make a major announcement about his country's commitment to reducing greenhouse gas pollution. Presidents Xi and Obama released a joint statement saying that China would impose a cap-and-trade program by 2017 that would impose fees on factories and utilities that burn fossil fuels, with the goal of encouraging more solar, wind, and clean energy.
One of the world's two largest economies, energy consumers and carbon emitters, come together like this, then there's no reason for other countries, whether developed or developing, to not do so as well. And so this is another major step towards the global agreement the world needs to reach in 2 months' time.
For years, Chinese opposition to regulating greenhouse gases had been a major argument that Republicans had used against the U.S. imposing limits on its own industries. But now that argument is history, and the tide seems to be turning among Republican voters. A new survey released yesterday by three prominent Republican pollsters found that 54% of self-described conservative Republicans now believe that climate change is real and that man-made pollution is at least partly to blame. The study, funded by North Carolina businessman Jay Fazin, found that 72% of Republican voters favor the acceleration of the development of clean energy, but only 10% of Republican voters said they support federal regulations to reduce greenhouse gases. That suggests a huge gap still remains. Republicans increasingly acknowledge there's a problem and agree the world should move beyond coal and oil. But they do not accept that government regulation may be the only way to make that change. Mike Tidwell is founder of the Chesapeake Climate Action Network. He said the Pope's recent encyclical on climate change and visit to Washington, D.C., as well as the Chinese announcement, are dramatically changing the tone of the political conversation about global warming, both among Democrats and Republicans.
I think in terms of Republicans who have been skeptical or who have flat out denied the reality of climate change, being able to point to a pope, especially the Catholic Republicans, I think that reality is going to help give cover to more conservatives in this country, more conservative legislators to actually embrace real policy solutions promoting clean energy. I think that this is a game changer.
To be clear, the game isn't changed yet. For example, the frontrunners for the Republican presidential nomination, Donald Trump and Ben Carson, apparently do not listen to the Pope, President Xi of China, or 97% of scientists, because they still reject the reality of man-made global warming. But this political game could change, too, if the Republican candidates catch up with a shift among Republican voters. With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton of the Environmental Integrity Project.